Whoa! Hey everybody, it's me, Ethan Uslan, and you are listening to the Carolina Shout Podcast, episode number 77. That song I just played was called American Eagles by Irving Berlin. It's about World War II fighter pilots. The tune made a brief appearance in the 1943 movie musical This Is the Army. As you may or may not know, the big hit from This Is the Army was God Bless America, and American Eagles was also in the movie, but it was smaller potatoes, didn't really catch on. But I like it a lot. It's very heroic sounding and also a bit jazzy at the same time. Great tune. Makes me want to be a fighter pilot. I would just love to zip around the skies, humming that little ditty. See a Chinese spy balloon, shoot it down. See a UFO, shoot it down. There are worse ways to make a living. But I digress. Today I am doing an eagle theme. And so I invite you, my little eaglets, into my nest, where I will ingest some old songs about eagles, and then I will regurgitate them directly into your little listening device. So let's get the ball rolling. Next up is The Invincible Eagle March by John Philip Sousa. Let me tell you some interesting things about this tune, this march. Interesting thing number one. It was composed in 1901 on a train. Sousa was great at composing in vehicles. If I'm not mistaken, he wrote Stars and Stripes Forever on a boat. Okay, interesting thing number two. Sousa dedicated the Invincible Eagle March to the Pan American Exposition, which was to be held in Buffalo that year, and where his band was to perform. The Pan American Exposition was the big event of 1901. They constructed a beautiful building called the Temple of Music just for the concerts, and there were a whole lot of other buildings constructed just for the exposition, and they were decorated with light bulbs on the exterior, so it was all lit up like Christmas. This might not sound so thrilling to us in 2023, but in 1901, less than 2% of the country had electricity, so a display like that would have been pretty awesome. The Pan American Expo began in May of 1901, and from all accounts, it was a smashing success, and a wonderful time was had by all until September 6th, when President McKinley was assassinated at the Temple of Music. He was shaking hands with admirers when an anarchist named Leon Czolgosz came up to him like he was going to shake his hand, but then he shot him instead. So that, in my view, pretty much ruined the Pan American Exposition of 1901. It's hard to come back from that. But we're not going to let that ruin the Carolina Shout podcast today. Here is the Invincible Eagle March by John Philip Sousa. Thank you. And that was the Invincible Eagle March, composed by John Philip Sousa for the Pan American Exposition of 1901. The Invincible Eagle remained pretty popular for many years, but these days you don't hear it that much, although it did make a comeback a few years ago as the interim anthem for the United States Space Force. Yes, the Invincible Eagle was the Space Force's placeholder anthem. They spent a couple years trying to figure out what their permanent anthem would be. And finally, last September, after much deliberation, I suppose, they unveiled their newly composed anthem entitled Semper Supra, which is Latin for always above. And just like that, the Invincible Eagle services were no longer needed, and it was released back into the wild. Thank you, Invincible Eagle. Go, fly away. All right, I got one more Eagle song for you, and this one, again, is military in nature. Eagles, as you may have noticed, are very popular as national symbols. Several countries have eagles right on their flags, and many countries have eagles as their national bird. I found a list of countries and their national birds, and I counted 14 countries with some type of eagle as their national bird. By far the most popular bird. Everybody wants to be the eagle. Nobody wants to be a chicken, except France. Their national bird is a rooster, which I believe is technically a kind of chicken. But it's a noble chicken, a chicken of honor. Anyway, back to eagles. Some countries take their eagle symbolism to the next level by having two-headed eagles as their national emblem. Yes, I'm talking about you, Albania, Serbia, Montenegro, and Russia. They have double eagles. And that brings us to our next song, which is about a double eagle country, but it's a country that doesn't exist anymore in the same form. I'm talking about the Austro-Hungarian Empire, and the song I'm talking about is called Under the Double Eagle. It was composed by Josef Franz Wagner, who is known as Austria's March King. Now, this Under the Double Eagle March has an interesting history that I would like to share. Around the turn of the century, it caught on in the USA and was a favorite of John Philip Sousa, who performed it often with his band. And at some point, country western bands started playing it. And then New Orleans-style jazz bands started playing it. And back in Austria, where the march started out, it has often been played as a polka. So this is a very versatile piece of music. Quite amazing in this sense, that it's played in all sorts of genres. When you listen to it, you can hear elements of all those aforementioned styles at different points. Let me take you through it. The introduction sounds to me like a pure military march. And I would add, this is one of the greatest introductions I have ever played. I love this intro. It's very dramatic. It goes like this. So I think that's a great introduction. I hope you agree. It's very exciting, very rousing. But then it goes into something that sounds to me more like a polka or a country western tune. And those two genres are quite similar, actually, probably because so many polka-playing people from Central Europe immigrated to Texas in the late 1800s. And at one point, there's a big leap in the melody that sounds a bit like yodeling. And that's another thing that cowboy music and Austrian music have in common, yodeling. So here's the yodeling first section. So So I hope you agree, that sounds like a polka, it sounds yodely-ish, and it sounds country-western-ish all at the same time. It's a lot of fun. And as for the rest of the march, well, I'm going to stop picking it apart right now, and I'm just going to play the damn thing. Here it is, from the beginning, Under the Double Eagle, the world's foremost country-western jazz polka march by Joseph Franz Wagner, the Austrian March King, from 1893. All right, Under the Double Eagle by Joseph Wagner, or Joseph Franz Wagner, the Austrian March King. Great tune. And that, my friends, takes us to the end of the episode. I'm all eagled out, and my talons are tired. And I just read a timely article in the news today about a lady in Texas who was doing yard work when a hawk accidentally dropped a snake on her, and then the snake coiled itself around her arm, and then the hawk swooped down to get the snake back, and it lasted about 30 seconds, but the poor lady was all scratched and bruised and now has recurring snake nightmares. So if you're listening to this podcast outdoors, please be careful, wear snake repellent. I did a Google search, and snakes hate cinnamon, so don't go outside until you smell like a churro. Thanks for tuning in to the Carolina Shout podcast. I'm Ethan Uslan. It's been a pleasure serving your ragtime needs. Stay tuned for the next episode. I've got ideas for fun themes, and I look forward to sharing them with you. Thanks. Bye.